Blog Talk Radio.
In all that I go through, somebody said, why? I said, because praise is what I do. Cause I love it all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise is what I do, Mr. Smokin' Norford. Even when I'm going through, I lift my hands in praise. Hallelujah. No matter what the circumstances is, Almighty God is on my side. He's got all the power. There's no higher power. And so no matter what I'm going through today, if I would just praise my way through, I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right. I trust God and I trust his word today. And in trusting him and his word, everything for me is all right today. Though I don't have money, I'm yet blessed today. Because greater is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. It keeps me at peace. It keeps me calm. I continue to have joy no matter what today. Because the great God who has all the power is on my side. And if he's for me today, he's more than the whole world against me. So I'm happy today. I'm satisfied. I'm at peace. I have joy. I don't have a reason to cry. I don't have a reason to grumble nor complain. All I can do is lift my hands in praise to tell God thank you today. For he's on our side again in spite of us this day. So we're truly grateful. I want to say good morning to Brother Lewis. He's back over manning the chat room this morning. He's been out under the weather. He had a cold, but he's feeling well enough to come in this morning. So I tell God thank you for Brother Louis. Good morning, Ophelia. God bless you today. And thank God for seeing you. Thank God for those over that's viewing from Blog TV this morning. God bless each of you. And thank you for coming by. We're going to one more song of the day, and when we come back, we'll come back with our morning prayer. And after our morning prayer, then we will have another song, our scripture reading, and a morning announcement, and we will go right along from there. So I just thank God this morning, and this week has kind of been a picky whinings week for me, and I must pay more attention to her song, because evidently the Lord is doing something through whatever he encouraged her to write and sing. So I want to pay that close attention. This is one right here that I want to play for you this morning. How I Got Old.
You know, back in the day when we used to have testimony service, my mama would stand up on her feet and she'd throw her head back and sing songs like this. She said, how I got over, how I got over.
Run me through great trials, and run me in the midst.
keep young people around me. My 21-year-old nephew, Tim Bowman Jr., he's gonna show us how to sing it in the 21st century. Jimmy, how would you say it?
I said, it's got time to be about how I made it over. Got time to be about how I made it over. Got time to be about how I made it over. Say, got time to be about how I made it over. I'm gonna need that time to be about how I made it over.
Jesus. Lord, we come this morning thanking you for another day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Father, we thank you for the use and activities of our limbs. We thank you for life, health, and strength again, God. For without you, realizing this morning, we can do nothing. And Father, you woke us up this day. You're allowing us another chance to get it right with you and to get it right with each other and to love more and to share more. And Father, we want to be used this day in your service to be a blessing unto your people. And Father, this is the day that you've made. We want to rejoice and be glad in it. And Father, we need your help today, for many are going through. But God, we know you're the way, the truth, and the life. And you don't just make ways, but Father, you are the way. And we come this morning reverencing you. We come this morning with bow down and humble hearts before you today. And Father, we come this morning, November the 8th, 2012, God, to bring all that we need to bring to you. All that we cannot fix, we're bringing it to you to lay it on the altar, God. And we're asking you this morning to fix it. And we thank you, Lord, that we are able to do this. We thank you that we can come boldly before the throne of grace to make our petition known unto you. We give you glory, honor, and praise this day. Father, we come this morning asking for forgiveness of all our sins and all our wrongdoings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong speakings, and our wrong feelings today. And Father, though our sins be as scarlet, I ask that you would wash us as white as snow this day. Lord, clean us from all unrighteousness. Give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us today. In the name of Jesus. For Father, many, many have sinned and come short of your glory. Many have done wrong, O God, and we come this morning asking you to help us and forgive us. And Father, when this come back around, that it won't find us in the same place, but that we've moved on with you, we've moved on in Jesus. And Father, we're calling on you this morning. We're crying out to you, for we know none other. Strengthen us, Lord, where we're weak, that we can walk upright before you, Almighty God, who has all the power. And Father, we trust you today that it's done in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you this morning for putting our sins as far as the east is from the west. We thank you for never remembering them again. And God, we thank you for your strength today. Father, we come this morning asking that God, you would heal the sick. The Lord, you would send your healing power today, that you would heal all manner of sickness and diseases. That God, you would lift your people up and strengthen them. That you would heal mentally, God, today. Physically today. Heal your people spiritually. In the name of Jesus. And Father, those that you've called to ministry, help them today to do it unto you, not unto their name, unto themselves, but unto you. In the name of Jesus, we ask. And Father, we ask that God, you would bless everyone that's incarcerated this morning, those that are in jails and prisons here, there, and everywhere, ask that you would set them free today. Father, we know that you're able, and we believe you're willing. And God, being locked up is no fun. And we know that you went that way, although you were innocent and many may be guilty. But God, we know you to be the God that wiped the slate clean. Wipe your slate clean today. Fill them with your spirit, O God. Sanctify them and set them aside unto yourself. In the name of Jesus, we ask. For Father, we know this today. Whom you set free, whom the Son set free, is free indeed. And Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Jesus. And Father, we come this morning and we bring every call and every listener before you. And Father, we ask this day that you would bless them going out. And Father, you would bless them coming in. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless their households, bless their families, Lord. Bless them on their jobs. God, bless wherever they go, wherever the sole of their feet shall tread. God, we ask that you would bless it today in the name of Jesus. Remind them today, God, that wherever they go, they carry your blessings. If they go shopping, they carry the blessings to the store. God, if they go to the doctor's office, they carry the healing to the sick there. Wherever they go today, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus we ask. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless them going out and bless them coming in. Father, meet the needs in their lives today according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Do the same, God, for those that are coming through the archives today. Lord, bless them as only you can do. Fix it for them today in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen them and lift them up, O God, for we need you today, and without you we can do nothing. Father, we thank you this morning for hearing and answering. We ask this morning that, God, you would bless every Blog Talk host that's leading others to Jesus and preaching your truth, not their truth, but your truth, O God. Father, bless as only you can do. Bless them going out and bless them coming in. Bless their families and their households. Meet the needs in these people's lives as well, God, according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Father, we ask that you would have your way here today. Bless your people, God, as only you can do. Send a word that will last them throughout their lifetime. Send your anointing today. Father, use me as your vessel to speak a direct word into their lives today that would change it forever in the name of Jesus. We need you today. We can't do it without you. And Father, we want to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto you. Bless us today like never before, O God, in the name of Jesus. We trust you today. We're leaning and depending on you, O God. We can't make it without you. We ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We thank you this morning. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for hearing and answering. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for pouring out on us. We thank you for giving unto us today. Help us to believe, God. And help us to diligently seek you. Help us to bring our flesh under subjection this day in the name of Jesus. Father, I bind up the spirit of pride today, and I cast it back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. I bind up the spirit of self today, and I bind it up and cast it back to the pits of hell. And, Father, I release your anointing to flow today like never before. I release the Spirit of God in the air today like never before. In the name of Jesus. Father, today I release the anointing appointed to everyone, angels, to be released today unto them to bring all that they need and more. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you right now, huh? We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for us right now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We give you glory and honor this morning. We give you praise this morning. We worship you in spirit and in truth this day, for there's none like thee. Oh, we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. We can't help but tell you thank you today. You've been good to us, better than we could ever be to ourselves. And we worship you this morning. Hallelujah. We give you reverence, His Majesty. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for your word today, God. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank him today. We thank him, for there's none like him. There is none like the great God, Almighty God, who's on our side. And when he's done something for us, huh, we ought to worship him. We ought to praise him. We ought to tell him thank you. You don't know like I know what God has done for me today. And he's done great and mighty things for all of us. If we'll lift him up in praise, forget about your circumstances. Stop allowing the enemy to speak to you. Stop your flesh today and let God rule and reign in your life. He's real, I promise you. He's real. Don't let the enemy have your mind today. Hallelujah. Let God abide. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful unto you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we want to go right here this morning. I'm going to Tamia, and she's singing a song that says Tomorrow. Good morning, Sister Andrea Ellis. God bless you, area code 706. Pastor Felicia in the house this morning. God bless you, Pastor. And Bishop Scott, Evangelist Brown, God bless you this morning, man. And Sister Mari, we tell God thank you. And over in the chat room, Evangelist Mays and Brother Dennis and Brother Louis and Blog TV, God bless you. Ophelia and Cornerstone and Evangelist Scott over there, we tell God thank you for those again that's coming in through Skype and LinkedIn and Twitter and MySpace and Facebook and all of the websites. We tell God thank you for you today. Hallelujah. It's indeed a pleasure to have you with us today. I'm ready. I tell you, I'm ready today. Hallelujah. You got to get some things in order, and you got to get yourself in a place where God can use you. Hallelujah. And I tell you, it will be all right around here for you. Hallelujah. Let's go to one more song, and when we come back, we'll come back with our scripture reading and our morning announcement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus said, "Here I stand. Won't you please let me in?" And you said, "I will tomorrow."
Amen.
Jesus said, "I am He who supplies all your needs." And you said, "I know, but tomorrow."
Famous is wrecking the house.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. R.V. Steger, Tamia sung that thing. Oh, yeah, and I believe she meant it from her heart. Hello, Mass. Good morning, good morning. Thank you for coming by today. Thank you. We just thank God this morning. Our scripture reading today will be coming from Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and we want to look at verses 1 through 6 today. So that's our scripture reading. I got to get over to the website and update a few things over there. But we'll take a look at this morning, and this is Hebrews 6. Chapter 13, and I got to get there myself, and verses 1 through 6, and we want to take a look at that today and move right along, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, let me get there. All right, this is what Hebrews chapter 13, beginning at the first verse, says: let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity. Y'all forgive me. Adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hallelujah. I read from Hebrews 13, chapter 13, verses 1 through 6 this morning. And may God add a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word today. Because it's okay to hear it, but unless we do it, it matters not. Because we have not done anything. Because unless we obey it, believe it and obey it, walk in it, then we're getting somewhere. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our morning announcements is just simply go to www.freedomdoorsministries.com and take a look around the website. There's a guest book page over there. Sign that guest book page for me. It allows me to know who has come by. And there's an announcement page over there. And some other stuff. And if you would like for me to share something on the announcement page, feel free to contact me, and I'll be more than happy to add it on there so that you can share it with others. Also tomorrow, November the 9th, 2012, I will be over at 1225 West Beaver Street. That's on the corner of Beaver and Blanche. And I'll be over there in a one-night revival in celebration of Sister Bernita Paul's birthday. So if you're in Jacksonville, or if you can make it to Jacksonville and you want to come over with us, please feel free. Please feel free. I just wanted to share that with you and let you know you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome. Also, on Tuesday, November the 13th, I'll be headed out to, I got to stop what I'm doing. I'm trying to put this in here before I forget. I will be headed out to Killeen, Texas, and I'm going to hopefully see Pastor Anderson and Bishop Francis and Intercessor Thomas while I'm up there, and I also go over into Oklahoma, and whatever God do, you know, whatever he does is what he does. I have no power over it. I'm only a vessel that he can use to be a blessing unto his people in the way that he decides to have it done. And so we accept what God allowed. We tell God thank you, and we're moving on with him. And so I just wanted to share that this morning. And I think that's pretty well much. Oh, everyone who gave me a dollar, I thank God for you. I got some dollars in the mail the other day. I got four more dollars. I think I got four more dollars in the mail. So we're well over $100 in dollars now. And we tell God thank you for that, because on this trip to Texas, I'm going to use it to bless some people. I was praying and sure hoping the Lord would give me more. But whatever he give me, we tell him thank you, because whatever he give me, the situation will call for just that amount. And so we tell God thank you, and we moving on in him today, and we love him because it was him who first loved us. And so we tell God thank him again and again and again and again. And it's all right today. So we're going on this morning with our last song for a while. And we'll play this song. And then when we come back, we want to come back in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. And I moved it again, y'all. I moved from it. Go back and get it. So Hebrews chapter 13. And that's going to be verses 1 through 6 is where we're coming from today. And I want to ask everybody who can call 619-639-4609. Again, that's 619-639-4609. If you could call that number this morning and come in and share with us about Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 6. I know many people like Brother Pedro, they will call in, but they're not calling in to listen, and they're not calling in to comment on the word of God for the day. They call in to share and say whatever. So we tell God thank you for them as well, but we want to stick to the word of God today. We want to stick to Hebrews 13, verses 1 through 6. This is where we want to be today, because I'm looking for God to do great things out of these six scriptures for us today, because his word is so important. Forever, O God, that word is settled in heaven. Yeah, yeah. And so we thank him for that, and, you know, if we'll put our trust in him, he will shield and protect us. And so we tell God thank you for all that he, all, everything. We give him glory, honor, and praise. And today I want to share this with you. No matter what you're going through, if you will lift up the name of Jesus, if you'll begin to give God praise, if you'll begin to tell God thank you, go back in your mind and remember when and what he has done for you. If you will give God the sense, I mean, praise him till you can't praise him no more. Praise him till you feel like you're giving out of breath. Praise him until you just don't know yourself no more. When I tell you God will come in and move for you this day, November the 8th, 2012, like you have never saw him move before, because he honored the sincere praise of the saints. He honored the praises of his people. And he's more than worthy, and he deserves the praise. And God will not owe us for anything. Do you know he won't owe you for praising him? If you give God praise, guess what? He's going to bless you. He's going to pay you for praising him. Hallelujah. So we tell God, thank you. Good morning, Joyfulness. Or should I say Joyfulness Salad? Yeah. So we tell God, thank you. And we're moving right along. Let's go to one more song. And this is our last song of the morning for a while. And when we come back, we'll come back in Hebrews 6, chapters 1 through 6. I mean, Hebrews 13, chapter 1 through 6. And let's go to this one right here.
Truth is
I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart.
Kind of things, and if you look at the way they dress, it'll represent God. God, but if you're looking at hard, you see he's nowhere near. He's nowhere even near them. Yeah, because of their actions. Yeah, because the only way we can draw God ever so close to us is to be ever so obedient unto him. And we're his people if we obey him. But if we're not obeying, then we don't belong to him. Yeah, we're doing our own thing and we're walking in our flesh. No, we don't belong to God. We just got a form of godliness, but we're denying the power thereof. Yeah, God hear what we says, but he look at what we do. And if what we're saying and what we're doing are two different things, then he's just not going to do it. And I'm going to just give everybody a cup of coffee and a croissant over here on Blog TV, and y'all enjoy. And that's a quick breakfast for you, quick breakfast. If I had a little fruit, I would include some fruit, but there's no fruit over there. So I give you what I can. Oh, yeah. So this morning we're looking at Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and we're looking at verses 1 through 6. And if you would be so kind as you're doing over in Blog TV to greet everyone for me, and I know Brother Lou and Brother Dennis and Evangelist Mays and Ophelia, you will greet the ones that come in through Blog Talk Radio. I will get this party started, get the soiree on the road, and but I can't type and read and, you know, share. So, y'all, I thank you so much for helping me out. God send the right people at the right time, and I tell him thank you today. And so we're looking at verse 1 of chapter 13 in Hebrews, and it says, let brotherly love continue. That's just the first verse. Let brotherly love continue. We're brothers and sisters in Christ, and we should let our love continue. We should love one another daily, and we should continue on in Jesus, in love. Anyone ever went to a church and the people were just so mean and they were just so distant until you said to yourself, ooh, I'm glad I'm not a member there and I'll never go back there? Because you didn't feel the love of God, you didn't feel connected. And everything was basically of their flesh. Man had put it together. They really didn't even know how to allow the Spirit of the Lord to flow. So when it's like that, and see, at the house of prayer, when you hit the door, someone's greeting you at the house of prayer. Hey, how you doing? They hugging you. They kissing you on the cheek. You know, you almost want to push them off. You, wait a minute. Let me get me a seat. And so they're hugging you and kissing you and lifting you up and come sit up here. If it's ushers, they bring you all the way to the front and they show you where the seats are up front and give you the best seat in the house. Yeah, if they can. Let brotherly love continue. We must continue to love one another. Okay, so they said something and it hurt your feelings. All right, forgive them. Brush yourself off, get up in Jesus, and move on and continue to love them. Teeth and tongue fall out, but I'm not going to pull all my teeth, and I'm not going to pull my tongue out my mouth. My teeth bit my tongue, and it hurt, but I'm not going to get rid of my teeth. So the same thing with us. All right, I rubbed you the wrong way last week, Teresa. Get over it. I rubbed you the wrong way 2 weeks ago, Brother Louis. Okay, you'll be all right. Get over it. Forgive me and tell me that I hurt your little feelings and get over it and come on, let's keep doing what we've been doing and let's add some stuff to it now. Let's really make the devil angry. Last week we was just doing the chat room, Brother Louis, and we was just doing prayer requests. This week we're going to add something to it. The people list that you sent to me through the email, I'm going to send them music, a good gospel song, and you're going to do the same. So now we've increased. We've increased, and we're really making the enemy angry now because we're doing more. Because he thought that little spat we had was going to separate us forever, but we're going to let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. Now we in verse 2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. I'm going to stop right there and then we're going a little further. Listen. You never know who you're entertaining. This is why I don't understand so-called believers in the grocery store who can't speak. So-called believers in the dollar store, and all they can do is get their little dollar stuff and rush out the door. They're not looking around to see who they can speak to. You know what I'm saying? Because we never know how God will use us, but we got to be open to it. Yeah. Now, so be not forgetful now. Be not, don't forget. Please don't forget to entertain strangers. He said, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. And I've shared this before, but I was married during this time, and my husband and I, we had come into some money. And we had gone over to the McDonald's, and my youngest son, he was the baby at the time. And we had gone over to McDonald's. If anyone from Jacksonville, you would know where McDonald's used to be on Edgewood and Broadway. We had gone there for breakfast. And after breakfast, I wasn't saved lived during this time and living nothing, okay? I knew about God, but I didn't know him. So after this, I said, let's ride through my old neighborhood where I grew up at, and let's go to the neighborhood store. A man named Mr. Ransom, ever since I was a little girl, he owned that store. So we went in, and I spoke to him, and I bought a beer and a can of Budweiser, and I come out. But when I got in the car, my husband said, ex-husband, he said, do you know where the bank bag is with that money in it? I said, no, it's in the car wherever it's at. And I proceeded to drive off. Good morning, Fast. God bless you for coming by. So I proceeded to drive off, and he said, I'm telling you, we lost the bank bag or something. I can't find it. So he said, well, drive back to the McDonald's and let me take a look. So we drive to the McDonald's. We both park. Well, I parked the car, and we both looking. He went inside the McDonald's. Now he's outside in the trash can because $3,000 was in that bag. I'm ripping the car apart looking. Well, between the two seats was a console, and I used to just throw some bills in there, like a $10, $5, something like that. This man walked up to me while I was looking. I mean nice and clean, so nice and clean. And he was a Caucasian man, and he said, ma'am, he said, I won't lie to you. He said, I haven't eaten in 3 days. He said, and you have a little change I could get me something to eat with. Well, look, I was so busy looking for the bank bag, I just looked between the seats in the console and handed him a $10 bill. It wasn't 3 seconds. I said, oh, wait a minute, I gave him $10. He said a little change. But when I looked to say something to him to get the $10 back, he was gone. Nobody was there. So I yelled over to my ex-husband, Billy Mac. He's like, what? Because, I mean, he was deep looking for the money. He had time for nothing unless it was about I had found that bank bag. He was like, what? I said, where did that man go? He was like, what, man? I said, the man I just gave the $10 to. He said, I didn't see no man, and I didn't see you give nobody $10. You losing your mind over here? So he started walking towards the car. So he got in the car on the passenger side, and he sat down, and he was like, well, I don't know where the bank bag can be. I've looked everywhere I can look. Look now. In the glove compartment, well, in the dashboard was a glove compartment. He turned the knob on that, and the bank bag fell out with all the money in it. I went on about my business now, because remember, I knew about God, but I didn't know him. Years later, the Lord brought that back to me once I come to him for real. He brought that back to me, and he let me know, had you not given that man some money, you never would have found that bank bag. So I said all of that to go here. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. That was the angel of the Lord. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? And he was not lying. He had his assignment, and he had not eaten for 3 days. Yeah. And the Lord used that to see where my heart would be. Although I was looking for the bank bag, I understood he had not eaten for 3 days. He asked for a little change, and I gave him the $10, but later on thought about it, but it was too late. I had given to the angel of the Lord, and he had gone on to complete his assignment. So we want to be careful with people. And what we want to do is be friendly. Even in this, if you want friends, one must show himself friendly. And if we're saying we're the people of God and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit lives within us, then we should have discernment of spirit. And we should be careful at the same time. Yeah, we should be prayerful at the same time. Lord, only send to me who you want me to be with, and only send me to who you want me to be with. Lord, don't let all these people come that's not, you know, of you, and they're coming to take from me. But see, me, I'm different. Send whatever, Lord. I trust you. And if it's someone who's coming that's not right, if you put the word of God to them, they won't stay with you. The best way to get rid of people is to put the word of God. Always talking about the word. They won't stay long. If their motives are not right and they coming to you, put the word of God to them. You know, Hebrews 13 says, love one another. Let brother, put the word to them and watch what happens. They'll drop you like a hot potato. Yes, they will. Because their motives are not right, and they don't want to hear about nothing about God, and they don't want to hear about the word of God. Either they want you to continue to just give to them, and then if you got them kind, always needy of a word. Because people call me, I call to see if I can get a word. Now listen, we're going to have prayer because God is not giving me a word for you. But I always have the word, all 66 books. So now I can give you the word, but you're requesting a word, and I don't have one for you. So what we need to do is pray for you. We need to touch and agree in prayer. And if you do that every time and let them know I don't have a word for you, because unless God gives it, I can't give it. And that's why you see every morning on the morning show, every morning I don't come prophesying. That's not how God lead and guide every day. And he don't lead and guide over the phone every day for me to prophesy over the phone when people call me. Because the gift is not on display, neither am I. All but his word is. All 66 books are on display 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And if you'll take the time to go in his word, the word of God, you'll find yourself not often needing a word from God because you got the word. You see? Because a word is just confirmation to what you already know. And when you need a feeling, you need a word, many times that flesh done kicked in and the trial is feeling heavy, the weight is feeling heavy, to have patience is feeling heavy. God, I need to hear from you today. But if you can just hold out until tomorrow, if you can just keep the faith, and that's what we got to do. We got to hold out and keep the faith and trust in God. But be careful, be careful. When it comes to strangers, be careful, for some have entertained angels unaware. I'm one of those people who have entertained angels unaware. I didn't know. But thank God for a good heart. Thank God for loving people. Thank God for wanting to do people right. I didn't do the angel of the Lord wrong. Hallelujah. Number 3 says, remember them that are in bonds. Now, I'm going to go back up to 13, let brotherly love continue. Now he's saying this. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them. You see? And them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Now, he's talking about the members of the house of prayer, if you want to call them members. He's talking to his people this morning, and he's allowing us to know this. We must do this right here for each other. If you got brothers and sisters who receive Christ and they in prison, they're in jail, then we want to love them and act as if we're locked up with them. Because there are some brothers and sisters overseas in prison and in jail because of their faith, because of their belief. Because God told them to do this and they obeyed. So man locked them up. And we got to remember these people in prayer. Yeah, these are our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we got to act as if we locked up ourselves. These people are right through this prison. Ten Pound Ministry, I just got a letter from Sebastian the other day. It's as if I'm locked up with Sebastian. And I write him encouraging words and pray for him. Because that's what God requires. Yeah. As we continue on, we've been doing it quite a while. Sebastian decided he wanted him a wife. And I had to let him know, no, sir, brother, God ain't sent you for no husband now. He sent me to encourage you during your stay. And I stayed fast, held fast to the word of God and held fast to the prayer for him. Because you were guilty of what they sentenced you on, but you received Jesus and he wiped your slate clean. You see? And then it's not for that purpose that God have us writing each other. All right, Cornerstone Nigel, God bless you for coming through. God bless you this morning. Have a wonderful day at work. Did he leave? All right, have a wonderful day. And so look, but later on he got to see what God sent me him for. And I told him, I said, if you'll continue on now, you're going to see eventually why God sent me. Well, he was up for parole. He was up to get out of jail. And I told him what was the deal before. He couldn't understand that. And then he wrote me back now asking me, oh, Barbara, you're a prophetess? See, this is what I'm telling you. If you have discernment of spirit, if you know the word of God for yourself, when God sent a stranger along, you can entertain the stranger because you know it's of him. But if we're not in the word of God, if we don't have a personal prayer life, if we're not walking in the spirit, if we're not obedient, if we're letting this flesh get the best of us, then when God sends something good along, we will abuse it. Because we're talking about what we're talking about. We're not talking about what God is talking about. He said, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Listen. Those that are going through, we go through with them. We go through with them. Okay, your house is in foreclosure. You don't have the money to get it out, and I don't either. But we labor together in prayer, and we labor together in fasting. I fast with you. I stand in the gap with you. You see, and it's going to be all right. And God will see my heart for you, and how I'm putting myself in your place. And not only will God come and fix your housing situation, but guess what? He'll fix mine too, or whatever I'm standing in the need of. See, mine may be I want a husband. Yours may be your house. But because I was willing to stand with you and act as if it was my house in foreclosure, then God is coming. Bless your house situation. Pay it off or pay it up. And put you back on track with your payments, then he would come over to take care of me. He going to send the man of God that's just for me. Whatever the heart desires, whatever I'm wanting, this is the way. He do twofold blessing. If I bless you, he going to bless me. Yeah, that's the way God do, and this is what we got to get. And he went on down to 4 to say, marriage is honorable now, and all, and the bed undefiled. Look how he jumping. He jumping from love. He went in here and told us to be kind-hearted and be careful, entertaining angels on the way. He talked about that. Then he went on down, continued to show love. Now, look, those that are in bonds, those that are locked up, act as if you're locked up with them. Those that got adversities, act like you got the same thing. Because we all in the same body, many members of one body. We're the body of Christ. Now look, he jumped on down and said, marriage is honorable and all in the bed undefiled. But he let us know whoremongers and adulterers will, God will judge. And guess what? You go to hell for whoremongering and adultery. Yes, you do. If you look over in Ephesians 5, it'll let you know. But he jumped down here because, see, in the body of Christ, you got many who will go with each other husbands. They'll go with somebody wise in the so-called house of prayer. So what he's letting us know, don't do this, don't do this. I'm going to judge you for your works. I'm going to judge you for your deeds. I need you to walk upright before me. I need you to let brotherly love continue. I need you to treat people good, everybody. Don't make no distinction. Okay, they got on Gucci. I'm going to treat them nice. They dress homeless. I don't care for them. You treat the dress homeless just as nice as you treat them with Gucci on. Matter of fact, I treat them who look homeless better than I would you with some Gucci on. If you got Gucci, you shouldn't be needing too much. But many people dress and look and live a lie. They dress up and buy this stuff and act like they got money, don't have two nickels to rub together. And the homeless people are just who they are. Yeah. So now he's telling us now, look, marriage with me is honorable. I honor marriage. I put Adam and Eve together, therefore I put men and women together. Honor that. And all, I don't care what they come and say, well, my wife not treating me right, Barbara, she won't cook. My wife is not doing benevolence unto me. When I come home from work, Barbara, the house is a wreck. I talk to her about it, she still won't do nothing about it. And, hey, Barbara, I like you. Well, you still like him. You still like him. Because he said this, marriage with him is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God is going to judge. I don't want none of that. I don't need any of that. You see? So look, we're moving a little bit further. Number verse 5 says, let your conversation, look, now all of this tie in to let brotherly love continue if you look at it. Number 5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness. I don't want to talk about you and talk about you behind your back. I don't want to say one thing in your face and say something else behind your back. What I say about Evangelist Brown when he's not present, the same thing I want to say when he's present. You see, when he's present. You see? Not only that, I don't want to be jealous. I don't want none of that. I don't want to do my neighbor wrong. I don't want to do you no kind of evil. If I can't do you good, I'd just rather go my separate way. You go your way and I go mine. It don't mean that I don't love you, because I think it was Peter and John who had to separate. But when it was time for them to come together on one accord unto God, now they could do that, to lead a soul to Jesus, to bless the body of Christ. Yeah. So he said this now. He said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. Now, I want to stop right there just for a second. Because we ain't going to be content. God gave you a hoop there, you're not happy. Yeah. Now, if you're having car problems, I understand. And we all would like to ride good. Now, God don't have no problem with us praying for a better vehicle, praying for a better house, or whatever. But if what we got is working and working fine, be content. Be content. If you're working for Burger King and Burger King is paying the bills, be content. But the flesh and the enemy and people will tell you you need more. That's all you got. That's all you can show. This is all I got. This is all I'm going to show, because this is all God gave me. Huh? Somebody ought to be with me when I'm right around here. And stop being greedy. And stop being like the world. We got to stop this. and stop being like the prosperity pimp. Reverend Ike brought this thing out here. And many didn't catch on to it right away, but later on they caught on to it. And boy, they ride it like a horse. Ow! You hear me? That money thing. The next big thing. If we ain't got the big square foot, 4,000 square foot house, we're not in God. If we're not driving a brand new car, we're not in God. If we don't work for the most paying company, we're not in God. The devil is a lie and a fool. And will make a lie and a fool out of you if you let him. Whatever God has given to me, I'm going to be content. Yeah, I'm going to be content right there in the project. Right here in this project, I'm going to be content. If he send me out to bless the people, that's what I'm going to do. If he says stay in the house, don't bother them, that's what I'm going to do. But wherever I am, I'm going to be content in him. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. He's what gives me joy. It's not where I live. It's not what I drive. It's not what I wear. None of that. That's not what gives me joy. The joy, real joy, is the joy of the Lord. Because, see, if it's how you looking that's your joy, you're going to get old after a while if you're young. And if you're over half a hundred, which means you're over 50, you're still going to get older. If you're 35, you're aging every day. If you're 20, you're aging every day. If you're 3 years old, you're aging every day. So if your joy is on how you look, that body going to soon change. And if it's on the clothes that you wear, eventually the style going to change. And the clothes going to wear out. So we need to let the joy of the Lord be for us and not stuff in things and how we look. No, that won't work for us. And the joy of how I look and what I got in the midnight hour, it won't bless you. But the joy of the Lord will make me kick the covers off and go and tell him, thank, dance in the bed. I'm telling you now. Listen, we're going a little bit further. He said, and such things as ye have, for he has said, listen, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now, he said that, I believe this, because of this. If you be content in what you got, I'm right here with you. If you got the house up on the hill with the dog named Fluffy, I'm right here with you. If you're living down in the project in the low-income area, I'm right there with you. If you got a hut and two palm trees, I'm right there with you. If you just got a hut and no trees, I'm right there with you. If you don't have a hut, you just got trees, I'm right there with you. He said, and lo, he would be with us until the end. But here he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You see what I'm saying? So be content. All of this go together. All of this connects together. Because these are the things that we got to do. We got to let that brotherly love continue. We can't want what our brothers got. We can't be forgetful to entertain strangers. Because some of these people are our brothers and sisters and we don't even know it. And we treat them like we crazy. Then he told us on down that those that are in bonds, those that are in adversity, those that are going through, we go through with them. You crying over Big John, I'm going to cry with Big John with you. You crying over little Sally, she done got in trouble, I'm coming and I'm crying with you. This show love, and it's from my heart, it's genuine. We moving right along, y'all, we moving right along. Then he told us about that marriage thing, so we don't look at nobody else's husband or wife. Let's stay with our own. I don't care what they're saying about her. I don't care what they say about him. Stay with your marriage that he gave to you until you can't stay no more. Now, God don't want us to be abused. If he beating your brain out, giving you black eyes, you know you got to get out of there. If he on drugs, using up all the bill money and everything else, you got to get out of there. He's not building, he's tearing down. Anything that's not building you up in the marriage, man or woman, you got to get out of there. because it's not building you, it's tearing you down. And God didn't intend for us to be abused. But we got to make our calling and election sure and make sure we're not just getting out of our marriage because we're sick of the mate. He done got fat. He's not making the same amount of money no more, so I can't be bothered. No. If that be the case, cook for him, put him on a diet, and feed him only what you know will cause him to lose weight. And dare him to the refrigerator. I wish you would go in there and get a ice cream bar. But it wouldn't be any ice cream bars in there for him. Yeah. And if he's not making as much money as he used to make, get up and go to work so you can make the difference in the income. This is when it's from your heart. Now, this is when it's from your heart. You love your husband or you love your wife. You see? So we can't make no excuses. Talk about what they're not doing, go in there with, and then find out why you're not doing it. One lady told me in counseling, she said, I don't cook and clean no more because he don't make me feel like doing it. He don't treat me like I'm the love of his life. He don't treat me like I'm his wife. He treat me crazy. And I'm not crazy, and I'm not going for it. He's not getting nothing from me until he get it right. They divorced him today. Because pride got in there. See, in a marriage, you got to give more than you take. You got to take more than you give. You got to take more than you give. And when I say give more than you take, what I mean by that is gift of love. You got to buy him cologne. You got to buy him a bracelet. You got to buy him a ring or buy him a truck. Yeah, buy him a coat. You got to give. And men, you got to do the same thing. You got to buy for her. And we love each other, and we want to see the expression of happiness on each other's face. And we got to keep the gifts of love stirred up in the marriage to keep the marriage fresh. Many people get married, and it's business as usual. I'll be wanting to leave out of that, too, because it's boring. Yeah, it's boring, and the same thing every day. Now, this not happening. When we first got together, it was an exciting time. Now you done let the fire went out. I let the fire went out. We cooking and eating. Now I cook and you come get your plate when you get it. No. Then it's at a certain time, honey, I look for you to be here. If you're working, I understand. But if you're not working, I look for you to be home for dinner. And I look for you to be home between 8 and 9. We watch movies or whatever we do. We might read some scriptures. But the kind of husband I would hope to have is one that'll preach to me by 8:30. I started singing, and by 8, I started singing by 8 o'clock. Around by 8:15, he off in prayer, and around about 8:30, he done straight up started preaching to me, or vice versa. Yeah, this is what I would be hoping for, and in the body of Christ, it would keep you looking at your own. And stop looking at somebody else's, because that don't belong to you. Yeah, it belonged to God and somebody else. Then he said, let the conversation be without covetousness, you see. And we want to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Who is your neighbor? Anybody you meet is your neighbor. And we want to be especially good to those that are members of the household of faith. These are the members of the house of prayer. These are our brothers and sisters. These are the same ones that's of a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. This is who we want to treat good. Have a pray for discernment of spirits, because if they come in there acting like they don't know, then you can let them on up out of there and you ain't got to worry about it. You love them from a distance. Because in here to be peace, no strife, and you can't come in here and talk about Sister Boubain in here. Now, the only way you can tell me something about Boubain is you requesting prayer for her. This is what we want to get. This is what we want to get. It says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I'm going to say that again. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. See, we want to be scared of what man said. Good morning, Auto. God bless you for coming by. Okay. All right, we'll be talking to you, Auto. God bless you. I'll be in prayer for you. Listen, this is what we got to do, too. Have faith in God. And stop trusting our minds and stop trusting our flesh and stop listening to other people. And go to God for ourselves and wait. Tell him like Jacob did, I'm not turning you loose until you bless me with the answer, Lord, because I need the answer. I don't want to be crazed out here. I don't want to be mixed and matched out here. I want to speak the same language that your people speak. I don't want to say one thing and mean another. I don't want to forget about you have all the power. I need your help today. Lord, I'm not getting up off my knees until you bless me. God, I'm not going to stop talking about it until you move for me, Lord Jesus. I need you to fix this. And if I'm guilty of anything, Father, forgive me and show me. We got to mean it. And God will come in there and move. But when we're just doing a bunch of talking, he hear what we say, but he's looking at your heart. Is that coming from your heart? See, because God knows you. He knows the very intent of your heart. He knows how many hairs are on your head. And we got to look back. And married couples, I want to add this to you. Stop listening to your family. Girl, I wouldn't take that off of him. Man, I wouldn't take that she's doing over. Stop listening to your family. Because you two love each other. And at the end of the day, when you've forgiven each other and gone back together, your family members have said some things and done some things because you went over there and run your mouth. Now they mad with your husband or they mad with your wife. Because when you was angry, you took it outside of your marriage and took it somewhere else. I'm mad with my husband. I'm carrying it to God in prayer. And I'm going to tell him, I'm telling on you now. I just want you to know. I'm not finna go nowhere and tell nobody else. I'm telling God about this thing. And most godly men going to get it right, baby. They're going to get it right because they're scared. Because he said in his word, marriage was honorable in all with him. He put the man and woman together. Now, if you don't put yourself together, okay, well, I think you can do what you want. Because you put that together. But if God puts y'all together, you got to honor the word of God. He let the man be the head as Christ is the head of the church. Yes, he did. Yes, he did that now. But if a godly man, it's a man who fear God, it's a man who fear the word of God. It's not just for any old body. It's not just for the drunken man. He getting drunk, he gambling, he whatever he big enough to do. No, that's not for you. You don't get that luxury. You got to straighten up and walk upright before God, and God will bless you with that kind of wife. You around here wanting the blessings of the Lord but don't want to give God nothing. Same thing for women now. It's not just for men. It's a twofold thing here with God. And he's looking for us to get it right with him. We got to die to this flesh. Bring your pride under subjection. Now, if he tell you he don't want you no more, he want a divorce, he need it, he's serious, and he's not providing for you, he's not there for you no more. Okay, Lord, this man want a divorce, and he's through with this thing, God, and I got to give him what he wants. So I signed the paper, or this woman, I got to give her what she wants. And let go. And let go. Because you did what you knew to do that was right. The partner decided they didn't want it no more. And we can't change nobody around here. We try. But we can't change people. We got to let God change them from the inside out, and we stop trying to change them from the inside out. Ain't nothing I can do with nobody's heart. Nothing. That belongs to God. And when I do godly things that's right and acceptable unto God, God used that to apply that to their heart so that they will favor me. Yeah, so we just got to get some things right. But I mainly wanted to share, be careful, for some have entertained angels unaware. And let's show people love. Let's show strangers real, genuine love. And stop riding by them and walking by them and acting like we all of that because we receive Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. Stop acting religious around here. Let's cut that out because religion won't help us. We need relationship with God. So today, this is where we want to be. Hebrews 13, 1 through 6. If you forget, go back and look at that again. And ask God to speak to you and tell him, Lord, I'm not moving until you speak. I'm not getting up, God, until you give me a revelation, an understanding, give me some wisdom and knowledge on this. And Lord, I need you. I can't turn you loose until you bless me. He going to see that you're steadfast and unmovable. He coming in and he going to fix some things. And I'm telling you, when I tell you, it don't take God all day. He spoke the word and light appeared. And if he's speaking to your life, it will change right now. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what he pleased with today, and that's the truth. But see, we've been around these people with all of this church protocol and church formalities, and they know how to act, and they know how to talk, and they took testimony service out the church and put the praise team up, and the preacher, he don't preach long because we can't be here all day. He got to get home and watch the football game, or she got to go to the Walmart, or whatever the case may be. We give God a portion of his day, but the whole 6 days we want him to bless us. How is this? We can't give God one day, but he bless us with six. Bless us to go to work. Bless us with a paycheck. Bless us with a roof over our head. Bless us with food for your stomach. Raiment, clothes for your back. And when we go to church, we rush in the pastor. That's why these people changed the house of prayer. They changed it because they want to accommodate you and your flesh. So now they looking at the clock, 1 o'clock, you got to church 10 o'clock this morning, and 1 o'clock you headed home, 12:30. When 24 hours for 6 days, 24 times 6, God has been good to you. You don't want to hear the testimony of the saints. You don't want to see a mother get up because they're trying to get rid of old. Old is good for you. That represents history, honey. If you want to be educated, get with history. It'll teach you what to do and what not to do. So the mother in the church, they don't want her to get up no more. She represents old and she take too long. So they pushed her to the side. They don't want the deacon up no more. He old and he take too long. So they pushed him to the side and they got the praise team up now. And half of them been laying up with men they ain't married to. Some of them been laying up with married men. Some of them divorced. Some of them got children out of wedlock. Oh, I'm talking about it today. And that's who you want up because their voice sound good. But the mother who been living this thing for 35 years, you don't want to hear from her. I'm just telling you how the house of prayer should be going. While you're around here want to hoop somebody, get their money and send them on out the door. The devil is a fool and a lie. But they all got their place in the lake of fire. You hear me today, Bishop? They all got their place in the lake of fire. Because you're not going to treat God any kind of way and do any old thing you want to do and think you're skipping by. And see, they think because God didn't punish them right now, there's no punishment coming for them. Oh, but punishment is coming, please believe me. God said in his word what he meant, and he meant what he said in his word. I feel all right about it right now. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We got to go back to the house of prayer and do our first works over. Let it all be about Almighty God who has all the power. The God that loved us so much, he sent his son Jesus, that whosoever believe on him won't perish. Hey, but you have everlasting life. But you got to make your flesh die. Stop allowing the enemy to speak to you. And give God his just due. And when he come back, he'll be coming back for you. You will be the church without spot or wrinkle. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Don't change because the world changed. Don't change because your church changed. If your church changed, get up out of there and ask God to send you to another house of prayer. Tell God you're not going to turn him loose until he gives you a new house of prayer to go to. And it's not a new house of prayer, it's just in a different location. He said his house will be called the house of prayer. Not the house of skipping by. Because they're watering down the word of God and giving people what people want. And they're using these terms. That was back in the day and they had it wrong. God does not change. He was that way yesterday, he's that way today, and he'll be that way forevermore. Without holiness, no man shall see God. That's the word of God. And if we're not walking in the spirit, we're fulfilling the lust of our flesh. That's the word of God. Yes, he said, there is now no condemnation unto them. If you believe him, show some evidence, so no condemnation will be for you. You can say what you want, but unless we obey the word of God, we're not going nowhere. We're not going anywhere. And when I say that, I mean this: hell is nowhere. Hell is nowhere to go. And hell enlarges itself daily. Oh, they don't preach heaven or hell no more. I know this. This is why so many messed up. Because we don't teach people the truth, God is not pleased with that, baby. And if you got a bunch of people you can't tell the truth to, lock the doors on the building and go on, because God is holding you as a man or woman of God accountable. They told me there's a special place in hell called a roasting post. And they got preachers down there and pastors down there torching them on the roasting post. Because they get a special torture because you trick the people of God. Yeah, you're building your big buildings. Okay, you're building your classrooms. We understand all of that. But your children should be prayed up and stayed up. Your children should be saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. They should be in the public school changing children in the public school. But your children don't do that because they are more afraid than the public school children. You didn't give them nothing at home to go with. You let your flesh and the enemy talk to you as a parent. You don't pray with your child before they leave home. You don't give them a scripture of the day to meditate while they walk in the halls at school and to share with somebody else. No, you don't. You're too busy buying them Nikes. You're too busy got them looking like the world to give them anything else. You working two and three jobs so your kids can look like the world. The devil is a lie. Shake yourself and wake yourself up around here. Stop sleeping. I see many just sleep in a deep sleep. God wants you to wake up. The horn is sounding right now. The trumpet is playing for you right now. That we can go back to God and get it right with him. I'm not letting you go today, Lord, until you bless me. God, I can't turn you loose until you give me wisdom, knowledge, and an understanding. I can't turn you loose today unless you show me the way to go. Show me what's pleasing and acceptable unto you. Give me the strength to live right before you daily. Without you, I can do nothing. I need you. He's going to honor that because he's going to see your sincere heart in that. I just had to tell you the truth today. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if we don't tell the truth, we're accountable. We're being held accountable. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And all I can say is amen, because I agree wholeheartedly with God today. I can't agree with nobody else, because, see, I can't trust nobody else but him. And I know he won't lie to me. That's why I'm not going to let him go until he blesses me. That's why I'm going to stay with him until the end, because there's nothing in hell I want. And if I put God out of my house, it won't be no peace in here. It won't be no joy in here. I won't sleep good at night. He's got to be where I am, and I've got to be where he is. For without him, I can do nothing. I can lay in the bed and talk to him. Yeah, I got shouts in the bed, get my dance on in the bed. Yeah. Because some things I think on it just, oh, my goodness. You heard the songwriter said, when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. Anybody glad for being saved today? Sanctified and filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Anybody there yet? Anybody thank God today for another day? Anybody thank God today that we can see and hear each other? Hallelujah. I thank him today. And that's all we got to do is just think on the goodness of him and get it right with him. You know how you feel when you get a good praise in? Ooh, you feel like you've been to church. That's how you can feel every day if you choose to. Get your mind off them problems and get your mind on the praise. I got a praise and I got to get it out. I got to praise. That's what we got to tell ourselves. When you get back, I have been on jobs, honey, sitting at my desk working and had me a praise going on in my heart and mind. Do you hear what I say? I got it so good that I had to get up and go to the bathroom. And get it on off, you see. I couldn't sit there and be still. I had to go on in the bathroom and holler a little bit. I had to go on and get in there and right around, you know how they had a line of saints? Right in front of the saints, I had to go on and dance before it. What? And this is what we got to get daily. I don't care what they said. He's got the last word. I don't care what you see. He's got the last word. He can speak things in existence. Things can change in a twinkling of an eye. You know how quick that is? But let's give God something to work with. Let's give God the sincere praise. Let's love one another for real. And stop trying to investigate people to see what they got. Do you know God can use anybody and anything? And just because God used somebody, that don't make them belong to him. Stop looking now unto people who's able to keep you blameless and keep you blameful and keep you down under their feet. Stop believing that. And go to now unto him that's able to keep you blameless and faultless before his throne. Let's do that. And we'll be all right. We want to love one another. Yeah, you bring that word. I've had many to come through and they bring that word. Now, after you look behind them, after they done brought the word, their life is raggedier than a mango seed. But I ain't got nothing to do with that. God used you today. I received what God sent through you. Because I'm not beholden to you, man, preacher. I'm not beholden to you, lady, preacher. I'm beholden to Almighty God who has all power. Because God used you, I don't care nothing about that. I'm talking about the one who sent you. I'm talking about the one who used you. I'm talking about the one who brought the words out of your mouth and made the recipe just right. Ha! Woo! And dinner was fine. That's who I'm talking about. And this is what we do. Because if you look in the book of Acts 2, it says on the day of Pentecost, when it was fully come, they was all in one place on one accord. When we going to get there? If we could all get together in one place on one accord, it's no telling what God will do for us. You saw he sent the Holy Ghost. Jesus went away and he prepared them. He told them now, hey, I'm going away, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. Look here. Look here, fellas. I'm going to send you back a keeper. I'm going to send you something back that will lead you into all truth. I'm going to send you something back that will bring everything back to your remembrance. But they was all in one place at one time on one accord. When we going to get there? And stop looking at each other. I belong to green church. I belong to blue church. It don't matter what church it belongs to. If it's a house of prayer, let's get together. Come on, y'all. And when we all get together, get together. And when we all get together, get together. What we gonna do? Put the devil on the run. What we gonna do? Put the devil on the run. Let's get together. Come on, y'all. You see what I'm saying? We get together on one accord. One common ground, Jesus, the Son of the true and living God, who has all the power. And we will be all right around here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you this morning, joy and peace. I'm happy to see you, Pam Rogers. God bless you. God bless you for coming through. We thank God for you. Evangelist Mays, Ophelia over there, Brother Dennis, Brother Louis over on Blog Talk, Radio Chat Room, Sister Andrea Ellis, Pastor Felicia, hey, Bishop Scott in the house. Hallelujah. God bless you over on Blog Talk. Blog TV, Auto, and Joyfulness, and Demetrius. God bless y'all this morning for hanging in there. I tell God, thank you for you. We'll talk a little bit, Auto. Give me a minute, and I'll be right in there, and we'll do some big talking and everything. And we just thank God. So I'm going to one more song because I know Evangelist Brown had to go. I saw his hand raised in the studio. We had to get on with that word this morning. And I want to play one of Brother Lewis' favorites around here. He's got a cold over there, but I know God is healing. And Brother Lewis, this is going to help you get over that cold right here.
Now
Hallelujah. Excuse me. Hallelujah. I'm a working woman. I get things done. Work for the Holy Ghost, work for the Son. I'm a working woman. Oh, yes, I am. I'm a special agent of the Lamb of God. His name is Jesus today. So we work unto him, not unto ourselves or the name of our ministries, but we work unto Almighty God. This is why we believe in lifting him up, because we know if he be lifted, he'll draw all men unto him. Not your ministry name now, and not your name, but if he be lifted up, Almighty God, he's going to do the drawing today. And so we tell God, thank you, I am so excited. And listen, if you're not busy this Saturday at 4 p.m., I'm doing a special Saturday service, I want to call it, but it'll be a segment somewhat of Jesus in the Morning, and I have a few of my friends from Twitter and ULC, Universal Life Church, coming with me, and we got a panel I'm putting together, and we're going from one to the other so that they can encourage the people of God. And we'll probably talk about the president in the second term. We'll talk about the things that is happening as far as political people coming out. You know, they're gay and they're sitting on the, you know, as a senator, a governor, even a mayor, whatever they are. They're in the White House and these people gay. And we'll talk about all of this kind of thing and what the Word of God says about it. And what we can do as a people, you know, to come together to try and bless this country to get back to where God wanted to be. But God going to do it himself. But I want to be partaker of it myself. Yeah. Yes, yes, baby, yes. Yes, yes, most definitely. Listen, we're going to touch. I'm going to ask you, brother, to touch and agree with me for Sister Pam Rogers and her family. They lost a lot of things during the storm Sandy. So if y'all would just quickly touch and agree with me, it's going. And look here, I got a word for you, Sister Pam. Just hold on 1 minute, baby. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this day before you, and we bring Pam Rogers before you, Lord. And God, we ask that whatever she's standing in need of, the Lord, you would move for her and bless her. Father, help her not to look at her situation or her children or whatever has gone on. But God, help her to look to the hills from which cometh her help. All of her help today comes from you, who made the heavens and the earth. So, Father, whatever she needs, as she keep her eye on you and keep her heart to you, to your ear, God, Lord, we ask that you would move in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. We believe you for it right now in Jesus' name. Listen, Pam, there's no need to even okay, no. No need to be depressed. You're depressed because you're looking at the situation. I'm going to need you to look to him that's able to fix that situation in about 2 seconds. Yeah, that's what I need you to do. Are you listening to me, Pam? I need you to look to God. Don't Salvation Army, they all right in their place, but look here. The Salvation Army won't do for you what God will do for you, Pam. Yeah, he got much more than the Salvation Army could ever have. So what I'm going to need you to do, I'm needing you to trust God. And listen, these people are going to find you. Are you listening to me today? Matter of fact, I see some people looking for you. Yeah, they're looking for you right now. I can see the check in their hand. They're looking for you. So listen, if you believe God today, not only are they going to bring that, but they're going to bring more than you need. If you can trust God today, if you can keep looking to the hills, yeah, keep looking to the hills. And don't look at your situation, because the enemy going to tell you, girl, this house tore up. Girl, you ain't got no house. Girl, you ain't got this. You ain't got that. You ain't going to never get that back. And see, the thing of all of this is, let's have some patience. We got to have patience, Pam, to wait on the Lord. And while you're waiting on him, see about somebody else if you can. If you're able-bodied, go see about somebody else and what Sandy did to them. And get to helping them put back together all that you can. If you can find a place to give to them, find a place to give to them, and I promise you, God going to spin it right back around to you. He going to bless you, bless them through you, and then turn right around and bless you. But you got to believe it, baby. You got to believe it. And you can't look at your situation because God spoke light into existence. And at the twinkling of an eye, he could put you up in the house on the hill with a dog named Fluffy. Yeah. So this is what I know today. I know now unto him. And this is what we got to have, some real faith and some real trust in God. And not look at our situation. They say I bring a hard word, but I bring a true word. I bring a word that works if you put it into effect. Yeah. And we can't say we believe and depressed, Pam. You can't say you believe and talking about you lost a lot of the things from the storm. No, no, no. That's not belief. What that is I'm looking at my situation. And I want to believe God. I don't want to believe my situation. Because, look, I'm going to tell you this, Pam. I went to Alaska with two small bags and a purse. In the dead of winter, out of Orlando, Florida, I went from one extreme to the next extreme. Didn't know what it was going to be when I got there. I didn't know nothing. But he sent me, and I was willing to go. The people would tease me, oh, you ain't finna get no more bacon. You finna eat whale fat. You finna eat blubber. All of that was in my head, too. But I went on in the name of Jesus. And Pam, when I got there now, he blessed me. I got there on December the 1st. By December the 25th, I was at so many shelters. The people was treating me like I was a queen around there, ushering me down through the shelters to pray with people and the minister. You hear me? The people didn't know nothing about me. God sent me. He knew them. He opened the door. Because, see, he don't just make ways, Pam. He is the way today, baby. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm a living witness. He's going to send you more than you need. Amen, Joy. And peace, he's going to send you more than you need, Pam. Because, see, when we trust God, he won't show out for us. When we trust him, when we believe and we have some patience, he wants to show out for you. And not only do he want to show you, but he want to show those around you just how bad he really is. Woo! He has all power. There is no higher power. But we got to pray out because our morning is far spent. And I thank God for each and every one of you tuning in with me today. Thank God for the word of God. Y'all know I do it all by myself if I can, but over in that chat room on the blog TV, Joy for holding it down. Brother Louis, hold that other chat room down, and Brother Dennis. And I thank God for everyone. Evangelist Scott came through. She may have had to go to work. Bishop Scott is still with us. And we tell God thank you today. Yesterday was Bishop Scott's birthday. The big 6-0. The big 6-1. The big 6-1. All right now, Bishop. All right now. You're a young man. You're a young man. And God is not done with you yet. And a great Bible scholar, and I thank God for sending him our way. Yeah, Pastor Felicia hanging on in there like that. All right now, Pastor Felicia. Sister Ellis, God bless you, God bless you. And y'all know I have been tasting turkey dressing. I don't know what that's about, but I have been tasting dressing in my mouth. Yesterday I tasted, I'm tasting it today. So, and I got to get up out of here to Texas, and when I get to Texas, I don't think I'm cooking no Thanksgiving dinner, y'all. I want to go out for Thanksgiving dinner. I don't want to cook it out of town. And I want to go to some of them preachers' house, some of them preaching women that can cook, and go on over there and get me a plate of it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know I wasn't going to end it without talking about food. Hallelujah. Food good for the body. Oh, yeah, if you eat right, cat. All right, let us pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for all that has been said and done. And Father, as we depart, God, I ask that you would bless your people even the more. Remind them of your word today. Lead done got them in the right path. Those that are coming through the archives, God, I ask that you would do the same. Bless us, only you can do this day in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you right now. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus. Give somebody a quality gift, please. And remember, God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed and wonderful day. And I pray that the Lord will bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 9, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. And I just speak peace upon everyone today in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. All right, so I'm going to say, let me see, I saw another number come in the studio. Good morning, area code 646. God bless you today. God bless you. We thank God for you. We're going out over in the chat room, but the studio keep rolling. So we're going to be all right around here. So I tell God, thank you. Hey, Tanya Mays, LaTanya Mays. God bless you. God bless you. I sure hope you can get through on Saturday because I want to just have a wonderful time. And no debating. We won't be debating now. We just, you know, share and go on, and that's how we roll. So we tell God, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, I'm going to talk to y'all tomorrow if the Lord says the same. Have a blessed day again. Bye-bye.